Yeah. Well, sorry about that. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria, in from the sunny side. My name's Joyce. It's 32 minutes past 12. How are you doing? Beautiful Thursday afternoon to you. We theme this one, the day for the Lords of Logic. But first, we get to have Confessions Thursday. So excited about that. The sun rises here. The sun rises here. And through dialogue, introspection, intellection, we're able to comprehend maybe even more clearly something we once knew. We'll learn something different, learn something new, remind ourselves of maybe something that needs to change, something that must change. All right, so remember, it's Confessions Thursday. And then from there, we go to Lords of Logic. Being a part of Confessions Thursday, welcome to the show. You don't say your name when you call in. Your liberty to be anonymous and tell us a story. Remember, it's a no-holds-barred situation. It can be extreme, weird, unusual, sad, redemptive. Hey, you never know. Life happens to you and then your salvation met you. It might be something that has changed your mind, something you regret. You did it, you regret it. You did something, you learned from it, you encountered it changed you, hopefully for the better. But if it was for the worse, let's hear that story on Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. And today on Lords of Logic, I want to quickly give you the topic, because I think it would be okay if you thought about it before the moment where we have to open up the telephone lines and you get a talk on it. 2 weeks ago, we started this conversation about the fool versus the evil man. And I asked you, I say, who is a greater threat to good? The fool or the evil man? So I think maybe from what that particular topic revealed, it would appear that some people didn't quite characterize the fool, in my opinion, appropriately. So it was for that reason that last week I had to switch the topic a little bit, asking you why the fool thinks he's wise. And I can say that from much of what was submitted last week, quite a number of you were able to, you know, thoroughly lacerate that very subject, or would say the very character of a fool, and you gave me something that we can all work with. So today on the show, we're going to start off with giving an opportunity to some of our friends who couldn't call in last week to define a fool. Yeah, like, so who's the fool? Yeah, why does the fool think he's wise? Something like that. And then we go into the topic between the fool and the evil man. Now, let me tell you, this is not to suggest that one is right or wrong. It's that if you don't understand something, you don't know how to characterize it. And so I thought that quite a number of people, they understand the evil man, but maybe have not had the privilege of experience or even an actual presence of mind to thoroughly comprehend the fool and then articulate the characterization of the fool. So now I think this pretty much gives everyone a solid idea, maybe not solid enough, but just good enough to understand, well, this is what the fool would look like, yeah? So remember, today, the show, on Lords of Logic, we're going to start with, well, why does the fool think he's wise? Meaning that you first have to define the fool. We're going to do that for about 20 minutes, and then we go into comparing the fool versus the evil man and determine which one of them is a greater threat to good. Yep, on Lords of Logic. So I want to say something. I think it's necessary that I say it here. So hopefully through your thinking, you might arrive somewhere with something. Some people say that nothing is permanent. Nothing lasts forever. Is that how they say it? Nothing lasts forever or nothing is permanent? Which is it? Both of them? Okay, so then I realize that sometimes when we make some decisions, those decisions at some point can become foolish. And when foolishness crystallizes, it becomes permanent. Yeah. It's like you do something long enough and then it solidifies, it becomes an entity in itself. So foolishness can last forever. Forever. It can even be transgenerational. I want to share quickly reference something. I have a little garden I'm keeping, and I was taking out the weed, I think Sunday morning. I went out to take out the weed, and I realized that I didn't plant something. And then suddenly, you know, I see these things grow and I'm like, so what's this? In fact, One of my bowls had a weed that had thorns around it. I couldn't even pull out the weed because of the thorn or thorns around it. And then my mind went to bad character. In fact, there was one weed I couldn't take out until I had to uproot everything in that bowl, including the one I planted. So I was willing to lose what I planted in order to uproot a weed. You realize that if we can be honest, sometimes bad character can be compared to weed. And maybe when the weed is still very little, when the bad character is still very young, you can easily take it out. But when you leave it there for so long, it becomes practically impossible for you to take out the weed without disrupting or destroying the actual thing or seed that you planted. And it made my heart smile that my mind would, you know, kind of compare that moment where I was taking out weed from my little garden to bad character. That so maybe when your bad character is young, you can deal with it early. But if you say, well, nobody's perfect, and you continue in that thing, then it crystallizes. So in when we compare it to the weed, it finds so it the roots go far deep, like it deepens so far, you know, into the bottom of my bowl. Then I realized that for me to take out that weed, I have to take out what I planted. And I think that bowl I planted are red beans, a kidney beans, you know, and well, I had to lose both. I was willing to lose the plant in order to get rid of the weed. And I couldn't believe how far the weed had gone. I couldn't believe it. In fact, there were some weeds I was even trying to take off. And when I pull at it, it snaps. So meaning that, well, the top has snapped, but the root is still in the bowl. So I thought I'd share that with you and say, well, and this is just by conversation. That maybe, something else occurred to me yesterday. That none of you, if you had a child who repeated primary 5 for 10 years, none of you would pay school fees for a child who would repeat primary 5 10 times, for example. You can pay daycare and your child learns nothing and you're okay with it. I mean, she's or he is growing. You don't care. You're just happy to see them smile right back at you when you pick them up, yeah? You don't want them to cry. Are they happy? Are they fed? And you don't care how much you pay for daycare. You just want your kid fine. And then they get to a certain point and you expect a kind of reciprocity for your effort. So that's why I'm thinking maybe primary 4, primary 5. You're not asking them to become bankers or doctors or lawyers. You just want them to go through the class and pass. Don't fail. Don't be first. Pass. Imagine you had a kid who was 5, repeated first year, primary 5, second year, third year, you wouldn't pay school fees. In fact, we can honestly say that there are two fools in that picture, both the child and the one who's paying the school fees, if you paid for primary 5 10 years. So we can say, on good authority, that it would be maybe nearly impossible to find a parent who will pay for primary 5 10 years. That's an example. Say, imagine you had a son or a daughter who says, well, I'm in law school or medical school. I mean, they fail the first year, you're fine. Hey, that happens. Second year, okay. Third year, okay. Fourth year, fifth, sixth, seventh. Oh, okay. 10. You wouldn't even mind if they were paying with their money and failing. But when you're the one paying for it, you're like, come on now. Are you sure we'll not open a shop for you to sell crayfish? Because what's the point, yeah? So compare that to when you say that your errors or your flaws are... When you say something like, well, nobody's perfect. I mean, what do you mean? Is it that you can't change the situation or you don't want to change the situation? Is it that you don't want to pass or that you can't pass? You know, like, is it you can't pass the class or... What are we saying when we say that? And then you realize that how we treat the situation makes us fools or wise men, wise women. Another scenario I want to remind you of on this show, on this very show, it was one of them days where Carla was on the show, the nutritionist, yeah? And she was talking about something and a caller called in. a man. He said that his wife goes to do her business and she comes home and she closes by, I can't remember, but gets home like 9 and has to cook, fix dinner for the family. But he said something. In fact, that was even the reason he called Carla. He said every time he eats late and then goes to bed thereafter, he gets acid reflux. You know, like it's eating late, your body doesn't digest it, and the food goes to your nose. And he called Carla to ask Carla what he should do. And, you know, somewhere in my head, I couldn't believe that he called Carla to ask Carla what he should do. But I didn't interrupt the conversation because I thought, you're joking, huh? You're asking Carla what you should do. Wow. So your wife comes home 9 p.m. and you sit at home. I don't know when you get home. Maybe you get home 8 o'clock. You know you have acid reflux. But you tell yourself, well, you're a man and you don't cook. You don't enter the kitchen and you sit down there. And she has to come home at 9 o'clock to enter the kitchen to fix something for you to eat. And you go to bed and you have acid reflux. But rather than change your character in order to help you change the situation, rather than change your mind to help change your situation, you call a doctor. Do you get the picture I'm painting? So that you see what I think he could have done was, you get home, you know you get acid reflux, you know your food or the food in your system needs 3 hours to digest. You find something to eat. At least your wife is wherever she is, thinks, well, my husband is eating, so I don't have to bother about that. Then when she would probably find something to eat. But just so that you can maintain your ego, you just sit down there and say, well, you know, I don't enter the kitchen. Whenever she comes back, she'll go and cook. And then you don't have 3 hours for your food to digest. Then you get acid reflux. And then you call the doctor. You don't even have to be intelligent for that. You just have to change something. But then you realize that maybe, now if you don't change that, that kind of thing can be called foolishness. You see, it can be said to be, well, I'm experiencing something and I don't like it or it's wrong. But if you don't change it, we can at some point call it foolishness. And when foolishness crystallizes, it's forever. You can practically, while you're giving your sons and daughters your lands, you might as well just remember that you're giving them, you know, foolishness is what, like they can inherit foolishness. I thought, you're calling a doctor for that? Just eat early. But no, you would not tamper with your ego. And then you sacrifice common sense. Now that's foolishness. That's foolish. You would not touch you. You don't want to. You know, I'm a man. You wouldn't. You sacrifice common sense just so that you can remind yourself that by culture, I don't even know what that thing means. But don't worry, we'll pick it apart. We'll find a time to pick it apart. You just sit down there, but you're suffering acid reflux, and it just takes you to eat early to fix it. All right. So I think I want you to think about foolishness in diverse forms. I think I'm telling you this just so that you can understand that maybe the fool is not necessarily the man outside your door. It might actually be the man listening, or the woman listening, the boy listening, the girl listening. That it's a wrong decision, and that's okay. But then you fix it. Because failure to fix it, yeah, you're not going to admit it. But that's foolishness if you don't fix it. So if you would tolerate acid reflux and not know what to do to fix it, well, we might as well begin to imagine the other areas of your life where you sacrifice common sense just in order to maintain your arrogance. Yeah, you want to leave the illusion of ego, your self-worth, as you would like to believe it is, untouched, but you sacrifice common sense. All right. Don't worry. I know you have something to say about that. Remember, today is Lords of Logic. You have the day. We're off on a break. When we come back, Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Confessions Thursday, the first hour. When you call in, you don't say your name. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Yeah, my name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. You contemplate it. Well, it might be something you're dealing with. And isn't life just beautiful that you have the opportunity to learn through encounter? You encounter life, you encounter people, you encounter mysteries, you encounter challenges, you encounter blessings, and then your human action or inaction, good judgments, bad judgments, gives you an opportunity to learn. And those experiences are exactly what we want to hear on Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. So whether it's a situation, a past event, pain, sadness, grief, let's hear it. Welcome to the show. Sorry, I lost you. If you ever make it back, we'll be here. Did I give the number for women? 01465-7190, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Turn off your radio, my friend.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a problem.
Sure, let's hear it. But, you know, turn off your radio. Speak out for us. Go ahead.
Yes, I've turned it off.
Thank you.
All right. Somewhere along the line, because I happen to struggle to have everything I have in life.
Yeah.
So there was a girl I met along.
Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, we'll be here. Make it back real quick, though. Hello, Confessions Thursday, the sunny side. Welcome, what's your name? Sorry, I lost you. I'm not even sure why I'm losing you. Well, don't get lost. 0700-993-993-993. I do apologize. I'm not live streaming on Facebook, nor am I on YouTube for some internal situation. So I would be live streaming via my personal Instagram page, I Joyce Onyemowa. Yep, one word, I Joyce Onyemowa. So let's get into it. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. So, why? Oh, dear. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, turn off your radio, my friend. Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
All right, you have a confession. Turn off your radio. Do you have a confession? Heaven. Hello? Don't sleep. Not now. Sorry, I lost you. Why am I losing you? Hello, Confessions Thursday. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Yep.
Hello, Confessions Thursday. We're happy to have you here, lady.
Yeah, yesterday. Actually, have an issue.
Let's hear it real quick. Go ahead, babe.
Actually, I have someone I'm dating.
Nice.
He's really a nice guy.
Nice.
Yeah, but I don't love him. I'm ready for marriage. I don't know what to do.
Stop bouncing around, honey. Say something. Tell him you're not in love. Is he in love with you?
Yes.
Yeah, just tell him you're not in love.
You know, my mom was like, oh, his mom is going to curse you. You know, the
why?
Holding stuff, like, his son is already in love with you.
Wait. Your mom said, wait, hold on, honey. Please, you say your mom says that his mom will curse you out.
Yes, why? And he's going to curse me because he is in love with me.
That's why?
I'll be judged for him. I don't know.
Judged for not. wait. Nobody judges you for not loving back. In fact, your honesty helps the situation. Your forthrightness helps the situation. You can tell him, like, look, I'm not in love with you.
But they don't like the loving because of his physical appearance.
He's uh-oh.
Short.
His what?
Yeah.
Tell us about his physical appearance.
He's short.
He's a short man.
Yeah, a young guy, 28. I'm 26.
How tall are you?
I'm not that tall, too. I'm like 5.5 or 5.6 feet.
How tall is he? How short is he?
Maybe like 2 inches or 3 inches.
Taller than you?
Shorter than I.
Wait, honey. Sorry, hold on.
He has a small stature. I'm kind of fat. They kind of have a slim body and small.
Yeah. Is that the issue here?
And again, I'm kind of someone that is I have dreams. And because he's a young guy, still with his mom, he's like, we are going to stay together in his mom's place. He's teaching. He's a teacher.
Okay.
So I'm like, why not just rent an apartment? He is in Ogun State. I'm in Lagos. So I'm like, I'm a fashion designer. I have my own work. I have people I'm working. I have my own money. But he is managing. And I keep on asking him, what's your plan? He said, after marriage. I'm like, no, after marriage.
All right, you kind of confused me. Look, honey, you confused me when you said you didn't like him because of his height. Now, there's something wait. If there's an economic problem that we need to separate from what the problem you have created, let's do that. So I'm seeing two things here. So first of all, he's not even ready to be, he's not ready because he's living with his mom.
No, he's ready. So we are living with his mom, his mom's house.
Okay.
And he said, later in future, we'll have our own apartment. He said, later in future, we'll build our own house.
Good.
I'm like, I'm not going to say that. In Nigeria, we can't just say because we build our house before we leave your mom's place.
Okay.
But he's saying, Nathan, like, okay, we can rent an apartment in future.
Good. Now, so first of all, before we even go into the details, we need to separate the problem. So he's saying, well, you would continue to live with his mom and then you'll build a house in the future. You're not ready for that, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. No, that's fine. So that's a different kind of problem compared to his height.
Okay.
Don't muddle up your problems, honey. Now, you don't... Is it because you want a tall guy?
Yeah, it looks so nice.
Good.
Not really tall.
Okay, so let me... Yeah, but I have to go for a break in a minute, though. Is there any other thing you want to add to this so I can get all the information from you? Is there anything else you want to add to this? Is there any other problem? He's not tall?
No,
uh-huh.
No.
He doesn't have a house? Uh-huh. And he's not making plans in the immediate to even rent an apartment?
Yes.
Does he have... you say he has a job?
Teaching.
Okay.
20K
a month. Can both of you, have you discussed, you know, about both of you putting money together to rent an apartment which is not in his mother's house?
Yeah, but I said no.
Apollo, my guy. However. You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. It's about less than 2 minutes before we get ready for the headlines top of the hour. So before, we're not going to pick any calls now because I need to say something. The last caller, thank you very much for calling. But you see, your problems are, you're creating a problem. Yeah. So you like tall guys. Yeah. But you don't have a tall guy. Then you must reevaluate what your values are in that situation. Is he a good person? So would you pick a tall man who is not good over a short man who's good? You have to ask yourself that question. This is me trying to make it as simplistic as possible. So let me give you my own personal example. I like toned men. Yeah, I like a man who takes his fitness seriously. I like clean men, thanks to my father, who's so thorough. I don't know if anybody can beat my dad of being thorough. So, you know, my mom isn't necessarily thorough, and I take after my mom, which is interesting, which is okay. But you see, my dad's not overweight. And when he was, before he came into his 70s for the longest time, very trim, good-looking man. Yeah? Okay. Personally, I even like men who go a little harder, who work out, who have straight shoulders, who lean, structured, yeah. But you see, I'll never take a good man. I'll never take a fit man, you know, over a good man. If a man is good, I'll take that over someone who's trim. But I like toned men. But you see, if you're toned and stupid, I would not, you're not on my WhatsApp. And I'm clear about that. So you have to then compare what's necessary. You have to choose what's more important. Do you want the guy who's, you know, who's tall, but doesn't have sense, probably is emotionally unavailable, than, you know, the guy who's... I'm not even saying that the short guy, you know, he might be short and still not have sense, but I'm asking you to separate the problem. One is economic, the other one is you and your choices as far as spec goes. So you see, your spec is being challenged here. You don't have a tall guy. But is he good? Is he sensible? Does he have a good head on his shoulders? Does he have a good heart? Does he treat you well? If all of that's in place and the only thing that's missing is that he's not tall, you don't need a tall guy. You need a good man. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. You gotta be better at this than... Oh, there you go. Then you find it. All right. Confessions Thursday. Welcome and thanks to the lady who called in. But I think my work isn't just done with that, all right? Just before we go to the telephone lines, I want to share something with you. And the reason I think it's necessary that I share that with you is because I believe that people create problems. So you go to a situation because you don't know how to sieve through what's necessary and what's not, what's important, what's not, you create a problem. Yep. So I remember one time I was at work. And a lady did something for me, something, you know, small. And I saw her on my way out of work. And I was, you know, that greeting where you're greeting someone, but you're walking, like you're keeping your pace, but you're also talking at the same time. Exactly. So I saw the lady who did that little small good deed for me. And I said to her, hello. Thank you very much. And I wish you a good man. And I keep walking, and I heard her from the back say, well, thank you, but I want a rich man. And, you know, like I was like, sorry, wait. And then I go back to her, and I say to her, excuse me, I said, I wish you a good man. And she said to me, yeah, but I want a rich man. And then it occurred, first of all, she's a graduate. Yeah. So you don't think I'm talking about someone who is a sub-illiterate? No. Graduate. At least by Nigerian standards. And she said to me, and I realized that she didn't know what it meant for a person to be good and how that supersedes someone who has money. Right there. I was like, oh. So I had to explain to her. I said, well, this is what I mean. That you can have a man who's good, who has money, but you're not happy. But you see, if you met a good man and the man loved you, then everything that he would do in the name of love, and nothing tops that. And then she went around about how the guy with the money was quite an option. And then she was like, oh, okay, well, yeah, I kind of see what you mean, though. And I was like, but do you understand it beyond seeing it? You have to contemplate it to a point where you understand it, because you're going to make decisions. And if you make one bad decision, as far as life goes, all of your life can concave. Well, I think it was just a moment for me. I think it was more for me than it was for her. And I realized, well, a person can really just have been school educated, but not necessarily be intelligent. Because, I don't know, there's this thing for the guy with the money. So for my last caller, I can understand that you don't know. So I'm saying that you must rate your problems. So say you must choose priority for your problems. For me, I like toned men. Lean, strong, physically active. He can jump, he can run. Because I'm a fit person myself. So of course, maybe you understand why. I was on tracks in school. I did track and field. I'm a sprinter, I'm quick like that. I work out, I've been working out maybe like since forever. I'm a sports girl. I used to play softball. I'm good with a bat. I'm good with a ball. I can run. I'm good like that. So, you know, yeah. Uh-huh. But I'll never, ever take a toned man over. Never. It's not even open for content. There's nothing there. It's not. This doesn't even compare. I'm not going to say, well, you know, if it's an idiot, there's no conversation. That's clear. But you see, you should also make that as well, like, so, well, you want this. What if you don't get it? What are you willing to lose for what you want? How badly do you want what? I prefer an intelligent man. I prefer a man who has a good heart. I want a man who's good over a man who's got money. I'd rather a man on a bike than a fool in a Range Rover. Like, I know what I want, and it's non-negotiable. So his height is not a problem here. You have now made that a problem. So that's the thing, where you create a problem. So there's no problem, but you just tell yourself something and then you just create a problem. So here the guy has to find out how he's going to go back to his mother's womb. Maybe he came from heaven, or maybe he came from hell. He now has to go back to his God and find out how he can get some more inches. I don't know what you want a man to do. If a man is good, then you say, well, you're not tall. Like, what does that even mean? Is he good? So you have to prioritize it so you don't create a problem. You can find a tall guy, but he's stupid. You can really find this tall guy, and He's a half-wit. He's a total waste of effort. Like, you know how you wake up in the morning, you do tea and bread, you sit down, you eat it. He doesn't even deserve that. But he's tall. He's a tall guy. Probably 6'5", if the devil wants to play you stupid. 6'5", tone fits, but daft. Hey. Yeah. In fact, you'll be lucky. He would even be very good looking. Sexually perfect. But daft. Daft like stone. You need to learn how to not create a problem. Now, the only problem here is the one where he wants to live in his mother's house. I wouldn't do that. So maybe you don't want that too. Of course, you deserve that. So that's the only problem here where I don't want my privacy invaded. I don't want to be watching Telemundo and your mom is on the door. I don't want that. Yeah. So he can determine how badly he wants you, and then he gets around trying to ensure that he allows himself fix a problem, you know, with you in the mix. So if you don't want it, he has to find a way to fix that. If he's not willing to fix that, then there's really no relationship there. Yeah, because to be relational is to find, well, so this is you and I in synergy, and it must be in sync. So both of you must agree. Otherwise, don't create a problem. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Welcome to the show. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Hello. Please don't create a problem. Life's so hard. You have to learn how to understand a thing so that you don't make it complex. Hello. Turn off the volume of your radio set. And yes, we're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. Hello to our friends there. When you call in, please do us all a favor. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
How am I doing?
Do you have a confession? Good afternoon.
Yes, I have a confession.
Go ahead, my friend.
A confession is this. On Sunday, when I won a something in the studio, in a radio station.
Sunday?
Yes, and I sent my details about what they told me to send. And up to today, I haven't had anything tangible sent in by me.
What's your name?
My name is Azubike.
On whose show did you win on Sunday?
From Adeze, Michael.
Okay. Yeah, but that's Sunday. If she hasn't called you yet, you might need to remind her. Can you do us all a favor? Can you call her back this Sunday?
Maybe. That's why I said, confess it so I can be my witness.
Oh, well. Okay.
Also, she's thinking that I've seen it, or she doesn't want to listen to my... She doesn't send my reply to those people that is giving...
Oh, no. Please call her back this Sunday. If you won, you won. I mean... We're straightforward people here. Is the least we can do.
Okay, no worries.
Thank you very much for calling Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joyce.
Hello, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
My confession is when I was, 6 years ago. When I was 6 years, let me say what happened to me 6 years ago. I do masturbate, so I just find it easy to stop it last week.
You stopped last week?
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm single, but I'm single anyway. I'm 26 now.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm a graduate.
Nothing wrong with that.
So I just stop it, but. Sometimes I can just sit down. That response to like coming to me, but
sorry. Wait. You, what did you say about spoon?
I can just sit down. That same spirit wants to still come into me again after I've stopped it. After I've chosen to stop.
Then what do you do to the spirit? Do you say, "Well, welcome, my friend. Sit down. Let's have some tea."
No, I always say one word. I always tell that spirit, I bring unto subjection any disobedient to God. That is what I always say.
Look at you. Oh, wow. Can you? Do you know what you're doing? You're choosing, you're making a choice. And that is powerful. And you must know that.
Sorry, I made a mistake. I said I bring under subjection any obedience to God. That was why I used to talk.
No, it's actually any disobedience.
Yeah.
It's disobedience. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Disobedience. But that's what you have to do, and then it lets you go. Yeah, and keep at it. And don't fall back into madness, okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Nothing more need be said. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday.
Yeah. Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
My name is Kevin. I'm the first caller, or first time caller.
First time caller. We're happy to have you.
Yeah. I just want to just thank you for your submission on the first caller, on that, on our choice for a man. I think you are just on point. No words. You didn't miss any points. You're just on point. But I just want to just add, I want to find out, what happens when you decide to settle down for the good man and your fantasies, the toned man you preferred at the beginning, right, begins to crop in your mind? What happens then?
I'm not subject to fantasies. I've transcended fantasies. Nothing controls me. I control everything. Nothing controls me. Nothing can control me.
Right.
So that's what. So you have to understand that because so for you, for me to even be able to make that decision, then it is proof that that decision does not control me. I told you I like it. I admit that I like it.
Yeah.
I'm a fit person myself, but I'll never. It's not open for conversation. It even tells you how bad I don't want it.
Yeah.
It's not open. It's not. I'm not open. I'm not going to talk about it. If he was tall, he was smart, he was fine, his gene pool is something, you know, like the angels, but he's stupid. He's not on my phone. Guaranteed. Do I sound like I'm not sure about what I'm saying? Honey, I'm sure like my name. It's right. Not open right. No. I don't want it. So what that means is that you don't want you don't want anything in this world enough for you to compromise on your truth. Nothing. There's nothing in this world. I don't want anything that bad. That's what I mean. I love fast cars.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that when I see a good car, I never really care who the owner is. I don't want to meet you. I don't want your number. I don't want to talk to you. I just want to see the car. Finish. If I never own a Ferrari, baby, I'm good. I don't need it, but I like it. Does it make
sense?
Yeah. Thank you. You don't want anything enough to compromise on the truth. Nothing is that important. Nothing. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. This is first time caller.
First time caller. Happy to have you on Confessions Thursday.
These are very interesting.
You're not supposed to say your name, but it's okay. You got something for us?
Yes.
All right.
I want to make a confession.
You want to do what, my lady?
Make a confession.
Sure, please, go ahead.
My confession is, for a very long time now, I thank God I've stopped, but there's one thing I hated my life for, and that was masturbating. And I hated my life for it. But I want to make this confession from the bottom of my heart, because I want to let go of all those past.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, I hope. So, honey, it's not enough. You must not want it. So let me see what I can play that back again. It's one thing for you to say, look, I confess, I used to do this thing, and I just want to say, well, I used to do it. Well, that's good, but not good enough. You don't want it, or do you want it? Well, you say, I don't want it. Now, what that should really mean is you really, really, really don't want it. You don't want it. No matter the pleasure it gives to you, you're willing to lose both the pleasure and the thing. That's somebody who doesn't want something. So it's like saying, well, you and I are friends, huh? but you have money. So I'm the friend who doesn't have money. But you see, your attitude is bad and I don't like it. So I have two choices. I keep the friendship just so I can enjoy your money. But you know, like, I'll still be complaining. Maybe I'm complaining to other friends. So maybe I just go home and tell my boyfriend, like, that girl, her attitude is just dirt. But you know what? We're just hanging there. After all, she has money. You see that? Or I can say, you and your money. If there's a place darker than hell, that's where you should be. Leave. So I'm willing to lose whatever benefit that comes with a friendship. Then that's somebody who doesn't want something. If I say, well, your attitude is dirt, but I'm just going to stick around because you have money. Actually, what I mean is that I want it. There are no blurred lines between what is and what wouldn't be. It is or it isn't. That's how my mom would say, you have it or you don't. I think it was her way of telling me, don't play yourself so that nobody plays you. Yeah, if you play yourself, it's easy for somebody else to play you. You have it or you don't. You're it or you are not it. It's really that clear. It is when you start making excuses, when you try to blur the lines, then it gets a little difficult and maybe more complicated, and then you get into a problem. Like our friend who thinks the guy who is short has a problem just because he's short. You see that? All right. Let's try again. Confessions Thursday. Turn up the volume of something. You know what Hello. It is. Hello.
Yeah. I have a confession.
Let's hear you. Go ahead.
Actually, some years back, I'm this kind of person that had a lot of girlfriends, and which my proposed wife, she makes air, right? So all my girlfriends, I take them to my wife's place, either my fiance's place, and they do make air there, and then I keep paying the money. But something happened one day. She caught me, and she was really mad at me.
Yeah, only so, mad?
Really mad at me. So the mother, which is my mother-in-law today, told her, see, you don't need to disturb yourself. If this guy is yours, it's going to be yours. So eventually, one of those girls took in for me, and my mom had to fly in all the way from U.S. because she wants me to get married. Lo and behold, the baby inside of the girl does not belong to me. You know, she went, no, her conscience keep disturbing her, seeing somebody so caring on somebody's pregnant. You understand what I mean? So she aborted it. Then later on, she told me she has a miscarriage. And I said, wow. But later on, she came up to tell me that, see, I felt bad about this thing. I got pregnant, but you weren't the person who owns the baby. It belongs to somebody else, so I have to flee from her. So I now discipline myself that, okay, after living all this kind of a dirty life, I'm going to stay by till all those girlfriends I had get married. And I was able to fulfill it because then I was having like 16 girlfriends. I was with them and I know how to show to them, but I have to wait for all of them to get married. They all got married, and before I now finally got married.
Thank you very much for calling the show, because God in heaven knows there's no point telling you anything. Or is there?
Okay.
But wait. What do you mean? Are you playing me? I mean, this is exactly what scripts are made of. You know what? We're going to leave it like that. We're just going to leave it like that. Because you see, in all of this, the only person who needs to be addressed is you, not the women, not the. Is that your wife was making the hair? You have an awful lot of nerve. I mean, like, you have no idea how much nerve you have. Well, I'm happy you have it, and you didn't quite withhold the usage of it. And then your mother. No, she said. He said the mother-in-law, yeah? The woman's mother or his mother. Or the woman's mother told her, if he's yours, he's yours. Fire and culture in the same pot. Let it burn. And so when you say something like that as a mother or as a father to your child, you ask the man to continue what he's doing. And you tell the woman, don't worry, he'll come back. He's yours now. I mean, anything he likes, let him do. But and you're wondering why your lives are the way it is. Then when they ask you, you say, you know, nobody is perfect. You know, nobody. You know, he's a man. This is what men do. You know what? Confessions Thursday, next caller. Commercial break? Totally. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. It's 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name. Remember that. And it can really go all the, I mean, look at the last caller. You see? It really can be anything around here on Thursdays. You don't say your name. Crazy, weird, unusual, sad, pathetic, regretful, regrettable. Maybe it was an improvement to life. It was a punch in life that you needed to get just so that you could wake up, whatever the storyline is, on Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Sorry I lost you. If you make it back, well, it will be loads of logic. Hello. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
We're happy to have you. Confessions Thursday.
I just got to tell you thank you, like, for everything. What? Like, the first caller said, I was actually in a situation, but listening to you, I feel like I did the right thing. I just want to say thank you.
Why are you laughing? Wait, wait, give us the juice. Why are you laughing? You did the right thing, or you will do the right thing?
Yeah, I will do the right thing. Like, I have a friend. Anyway, we're actually friends now, but we're not friends before. So, like, he likes me, but he's actually not what I want.
Well, what do you mean he's not what you want?
Yeah, like, he's not that lean, tall.
Yeah. See what you get. See what you are doing to boys. It's not even nice. This is just. So wait, he's not tall. Is that what you're saying?
He's actually tall, but not to the way I want.
Wait, how tall is he? Wait. Bia. How tall is he?
I don't know. He's a little bit higher than I am.
How tall are you?
Maybe 5 and a little bit inch.
Wait, if you're 5, you're not tall, honey. Don't play yourself. Wait, you're probably. So maybe he's like 5'7 or 5'8.
I don't know. Maybe.
You don't know. Yeah. But you want him to be. Okay, give us a reference. Who do you want him to be as tall as? Jim Ike? Rams and Noah? Two-Face? David O isn't tall. No, Whiskey isn't tall. So who are you talking about now? No, really, give us a picture. Who do you want him to be as tall as?
Maybe Two-Face.
You want him to be as tall as Two-Face?
Yeah.
Shame on you, child, for not even knowing any better. Shame on you, child. But I mean, like, but you see, I think, look, to be honest with you, I get it. Men have their spec too. And men must choose, because sometimes maybe your spec is not really what you have. Then you must determine, well, is this a. So if you don't answer that question, then you're in trouble. That's the truth. Because who says that what you want is what you need? Many times, what you want is not what you need.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you get it. Don't just say yeah. Like, do you understand it?
Yes, I get it.
You're laughing. You sound like you're very mischievous. You sound like a little witch, so, you know, stressing someone's son.
Yeah, my problem is that, what if I should agree with him, then at the long run, and ask someone that I like, and it's actually what I want. That's my problem
now, don't laugh now. I want you to know what it is. What do you mean when you say what you like? How old are you?
I'm 21. Actually going to 21.
Okay. So I get, and now I understand why you're laughing. You've not, life has not shown you shaggy. Because I think maybe life needs to shock you. But you see, I don't think you should make mistakes before you learn. You can learn from other people's mistakes. That's sensible. That's intelligent. That's wisdom.
Yeah.
You get. Now you're a young woman. You have to ask yourself the question, what is it that I even like? You have to be able to define what you like. And is it permanent? Is it selfish? It must be good and rid of your own self-prejudice. That's better. That's the only way to judge anything, that you must purge yourself of prejudice. Do you get? Because if you're Yoruba, for example, and then your parents told you, well, we don't like Igbos, and then you meet an Igbo guy who's good, but your only problem is your parents say what they say, then you must choose, because that's life. And if you're not intelligent, then you're going to make a wrong decision. Then your foolishness will crystallize. Then you give it over to your son. That's going to be second generation fool. And you think it's funny until life deals you a blow that puts you to shame.
Yes, I'm actually open on to giving him chances, but the fact is that thinking that maybe tomorrow I'll just meet someone else that is actually what I want.
So then that means you haven't defined what you want. Then you must define what you want, and you must rid yourself of prejudice. So take your time. You're 21. I don't think you have forever, but be honest in your observations. So do you want a tall guy or a short guy? What if you get a short guy? What criteria? And if you ask me, rather than choosing physical attributes, I would suggest that you choose human quality. That's a better market to go to. Human quality. Because you might get a tall guy. What if he gets an accident tomorrow and he loses both legs? What if he loses one leg? Then what? He's no longer the guy you want anymore? I mean, you have to. You must, actually. So it has to be an immaterial thing that you're basing this your like on. Otherwise, you make a fool of yourself. You ruin yourself. You self-destruct. All right, confession. Hello, welcome to the show.
Nothing, Joyce.
Welcome, confession Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, Joyce, permit me to say something about your last caller.
Okay.
Can I?
Well, she's 21. You really want to go there?
Yeah, Joyce. On a more serious note, I appreciate all you're saying. You know, life shouldn't be joked with. Hello, Joyce?
We're listening to you. Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't get...
We're with you. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, this confession every Thursday is not something that we should come on the air and joke. Because this is your last caller. I can tell that she's the one that called the other time. And you took a whole lot of time trying to advise her. And today... Again,
is that the same person?
Yeah, the same person.
Well, no. My assistant says it's not the same person.
Joyce. But if she's not the same person, hello, Joyce?
Yeah.
Yeah, she have to be very, very careful. She have to know what she wants. She don't have to joke with her people.
I hope she understands that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I hope she doesn't learn at 40 what she should have learned at 21. You see, I hope that's a good enough prayer for her. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, Confession Stairs. You have something for us. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, my name is Simon.
Do you? You're not supposed to say your name. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I don't know how to start. I don't know where to start with, but...
Complicated problem. See that. Sometimes a decision saves you from all of this. You don't know where to start. If your problem is straight, you know where to start.
I'm sorry.
I mean, don't be sorry. I lost you. Well, I mean, maybe not today. Hopefully next Thursday you find enough courage to share it. But really, though, and that's an example. How did the psychologist say it? So I want to give you an example, a rough example. The psychologists say, it was even Einstein who said it. It was a scientist who said it. That if you cannot explain something in two sentences, that you don't understand it well enough. So if we're going to take anything from that, it's like when your problems get complicated, then we can track it right down to poor knowledge or lack of it. Because really, problems should not be so complicated, where they're so webbed and you really don't know where to start from. Because maybe where you should have started from was you thought about it, then you made the best decision for that situation. You must think about it. I can't say this enough. Like, if you're not good, if you're not honest, so this doesn't require intelligence. I'm not asking you to be intelligent. I'm asking you to be truthful. You must be truthful. So it doesn't, this is not, well, this is for graduates or this is for Harvard students. That's not what this is. This is that you must be honest to yourself so that whether you went to school or not, like the truth is in you and you must apply that to your situation. Otherwise, it complicates your life and then you self-destruct. You become a weak person. And then you try to hide it behind arrogance or the subjugation of others or the intimidation of others. You try to hide it. You try to mask it behind something. then maybe you find a man who loves you or a woman who loves you, and then you force them to accept your madness. I'm not even, well, I don't know whether you learn anything from me. Maybe I'm not even supposed to be the standard. I shouldn't be. Well, so I straighten my life well enough so I don't have to tolerate your nonsense. I'm not taking it. But you see, I can only say that because I've straightened out myself and I'm waking up to that every day. So don't worry, I'm not going to give it to you. But we can bet on the truth that I'm not taking it from you. There's no condition under which I'll take it from you. None. I won't give it to you. That's guaranteed. So I'm not going to, I don't want to find myself in a situation where, you know, like, wow, I don't even know where to start from. One, I know where to start from, so I know how to end it. And maybe I should also say that maybe there's some things you can't manage because it's beyond you. So let me even narrow it down specifically to the things that you can manage. The one that you have control over. Don't complicate it with falsehood, arrogance, and self-gratification. You subject the truth to what you like. So you want the guy with the car because that's what you like, or you want the rich guy because that's what you like. And then you start suffering tomorrow. Maybe you want the woman with the car or the woman with the money. And then it's really not what you thought when you get into it. I think I'm just saying that you must be honest so that your life is less stressful. Life's hard. You can at least try to make it less complicated. All right. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Don't say your name and you can go ahead.
Happy New Month.
Don't bother about that. I don't say those things.
That's all right. it happened when we were in university. That was about 1997, 1998.
Turn off your radio and speak up for us. Now you have to speak quickly because other people are waiting, huh? Thank you.
Yeah. It happens.
Turn off your radio, my friend. I can really hear that echo.
Yeah.
Don't say yeah.
So
do
it. It happens like we used to travel when we had a long vacation. We used to travel abroad. So one of my very good close friends was like, she was in UK then. So we used to spend holiday together and stuff like that. So there was one of these holidays we went through, that was around 98. So we went for a friend's birthday party. So we had a drink out. We came back home. Something happened between me and her anyway. So that was 1998. So I came back to Nigeria. I continued my education. So 99, I left school. I stopped. That's 1999. So 2000, after my service year, I went back to UK. So only to discover that I saw her with a daughter, like about 3 years old. So I look at the girl. I said, wow, you're married now, stuff like that. She said, you're not married, that she had a baby. I said, whose baby is this? I thought one of the guys, you know, were like many coming around and everything. He said, I should guess. I said, I can't guess. So after that, I came back to Nigeria. So like around 2000 and...
Where did you meet her when you said after that you came back to Nigeria? Where did you meet? You said you met her.
I went back to UK after my service year.
Okay. Then you met her in the UK?
Yes.
Okay. You saw her with a 2-year-old child?
Yes.
And she told you to guess and your guess was wrong. All right.
Yes. And I said, she said, I should guess. I can't guess.
And she said nothing.
Like a lot of guys were used to come there, like on a hotel.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So when I came back, so around 2004, I met this lady. We went to school together. So I met her. So we started like going out. So 2004, 2005, we find like, okay, let's see if something good will come out. I mean, so we planned to get married. So as we were talking, she now said, she has a cousin in UK that's her cousin that she cannot see now for like 4, 5, 6 years. Rush this story,
because it sounds very long. Rush it, go ahead.
Yeah, so like, I said, fine. You can invite her to come for the wedding or whatever, if we have a honeymoon, she can arrange to go to UK and spend it there, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, when we are having our wedding, she came.
Okay.
And it happens to be that lady.
Okay.
So I was shocked.
Why? Just welcome her. Why?
I was shocked.
Yeah.
We did the wedding. It led back to UK. So I went to UK 2008.
Why is your radio not turned off?
Yeah. So the girl had grown up like almost 7-8 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Alpha, is that your child? Your story is loose. That sounds like your child, is it?
They don't know. I don't even know.
It's okay. Maybe it's not.
Yes, I didn't know. My wife lost her mom about 2016. So she came for the burial.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she came for the burial. I mean, she came, we were together after the burial. She now said, I now got a job somewhere, and then things started moving fine. She now said, congratulations. Stuff like that. So that was a joke that I said, how is she? You're married now. I said, she's not married though. She's not married though since then. I said, how come? You're old. You should have please settle down way back. You have a daughter. And so she said, she doesn't want to marry. And she's okay with that daughter. And I said, daughter. I said, but just get married and have something else to do with your life. She said, no, she's okay with that. Dad, do I know something? I said, what? She said, do I know that daughter is your daughter? I said, you must be joking. She said she kept these things and she didn't want to marry since then. I said, you can't be serious. So I was thinking she was joking. 2018 again, I saw her. I saw the girl. The funny aspect of it is that the girl is even bearing my mom's name. So I was like surprised, and you never told me. She doesn't want to tell me because she doesn't want to do anything that will affect my own wedding or my marriage. So that was why she stepped out of the whole thing when she discovered that I married her cousin and everything. Now, the girl in question now has been asking of her dad. So, like, she started talking to me during the COVID-19, 2019, 2020. So 2020, she started talking to me. As I'm talking to you now, she's studying medicine and she's in past six.
That's a daughter now. The daughter.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And we've been talking since then. But irony of it is, since then, that girl did not marry. Up to now, we are almost the same age. I'm just a year older than her. She's 45, I'm 46. So now, the crazy thing is this. I just don't know what to do.
Have you done a DNA? So,
every day.
Have you done a DNA? Is that your child?
I've done everything. Yes, she's my child. There's no doubt about it. Even if you see her,
she looks like you. Mom,
yeah, she looks like me, and there's a way, if you see, we are three boys, three girls in my household. If you see I have two other boys and a girl. If you see them and this girl, it's a complete resemblance. Then we have our nose. Once you see us in my house, we look like my mom. So the nose can differentiate us. So if you see my brother, my sibling, their children, my own children, and this girl, we have the same nose.
All right. Wow.
So the crazy aspect of it is, I don't even know.
I mean,
and my mom always tell me, during some years ago, that everywhere they go, they always say, I have a daughter outside. I have a child outside. Then mommy, no. She said, my mom always tell me, years back, that I should recollect. Do I ever do anything outside? I said, mommy, no, I cannot really recollect.
Wow.
So now, the whole thing is a mess.
Well, have you thought about fixing it?
I don't even know what to do, because the irony of it is that even the so-called marriage I'm into now, we've been having a gap for like 4 or 5 years.
When you say gap, what does that mean? You separated?
Gap, yes. We have some issues. Some financial things and, you know.
Well, this might be a good time, don't you think? A good time to bring it in so you just suffer all the pain once and for all.
I don't even know how to start. Because we have some other issues on ground that we need to sort. Now I'm bringing in, and the funny thing aspect of it, the girl happens to be her cousin. The whole family is aware of her and everything.
Wow.
So they don't know anything about, like, we had things then in UK and everything. So, and, you know, so the whole thing looks messy and embarrassing. It I don't even messy. Know how to start it.
So, if you don't do anything about it, you want to take it to your grave, or you want to do something about it and tell the kid that you're her father and face everybody and say, this happened before I got married. So it's crazy, yeah, but it happened before I got married. I mean, I think your wife will just eventually file for a divorce. Then at least now you know what you weigh. I don't know. She might stay. She might not. I just think she might not.
Because the irony of it is that the marriage itself is on a 50-50 thing now. So if I'm bringing in this one into it...
You better be ready. That might just be it.
That might just...
So while you think about it, and then you have to make a decision, I think it's better that you make a decision. Now you have a daughter. You want to show her that you are her. You want to show her what a man should be. If you miss the opportunity, I don't know.
That's all right. Let me think about it. That doesn't care.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And good luck with dealing with this. I hope you find some courage. Thank you. Confessions Thursday will be back next Thursday. Miss it for nothing. 12 noon. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. So, yeah, we're just about ready for Lords of Logic. So if you're still calling for Confessions Thursday, I want to say please, next Thursday, how about that? I even wanted to give you one not so important gist. Should I give you? We're off on break. Pinio, like, come on, be going to the UK. What's all of this? 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunnyside.